Hello.
Hi, welcome back to the Astro Talk podcast. I'm your host Andrew. This is your other host Gregory.
So we're gonna do a Q&A.
Real quick, before we get into anything.
Oh yes, dude, actually something I want to say.
The lobby music is so chill, so vibes.
I don't hear it, but anyways, I have something I want to say. I actually joked. Do you want to hear my joke?
No.
Okay, well, what does Hulk say to Black Widow?
What?
What does Hulk say to Black Widow?
I don't know.
Hulk smash, question mark?
I don't get it.
You don't get it?
I don't get it.
Well, it's so better, because it's not really the most appropriate joke.
So why'd you say it?
Because.
Did you think it was funny?
I did.
Is it funny?
That's
what I thought.
Kind of funny.
I personally don't like it.
Why?
Because everybody knows that Hulk would pass.
Would he?
Hulk would pass.
I'm Black Widow?
Yeah.
Talk about MCU here.
Yep.
No.
Nope.
He would not.
You know who Hulk wouldn't pass on, though?
Better off?
Thor.
We're not talking about She-Hulk.
What?
We're not talking about She-Hulk.
No, I know we're not talking about She-Hulk.
What you say? What are you talking about, Andrew?
I'm talking about the MCU.
Why do you think that?
Because they're, like, so amazing together.
Are you shipping them? Do you ship them, Andrew?
Gregory, I don't think that's appropriate.
And did you ship them?
Okay, can we, like, start this weird thing that we're gonna do now?
Okay. Ask me some questions about Batman.
No, ask me some questions about X-Men.
No, because I don't have any questions prepared, and you asking me questions will give me ideas for questions to ask you.
Okay, who is your favorite person to write dialogue for?
Riddler. I really like the Riddler. He's my favorite character. I also like writing dialogue for the Harvey Dent and like Gordon and Batman like rooftop scenes.
Yeah, like I mean, I don't know if I'd say like my favorite character is the character that I enjoyed writing dialogue for the most.
Yeah.
Because my dialogue, like, it varies between characters, you know? It's so different for each character. Like, they're not all speaking proper English, you know?
Yeah, like, a lot of characters don't speak proper English.
Yeah. Like,
Grimley's young. Grimley's, like, always young. I mean.
Like, Storm and Xavier and Cyclops will speak more proper English. They're, like, on that side of the spectrum. Well, Kitty and Logan are on the other side of the spectrum where everything they say is, like, slang or not complete, you know?
And Grimley's always yelling at me.
That's kind of funny. So, yeah. And I also, like, I like doing a lot of the, like, emotional scenes.
I like some scenes where, like, they're just, like, they're kind of just, like, being nice to each other, kind of. Like, they have, like, funny interactions. Stuff like
yeah,
that.
I like those, too. I definitely do enjoy,
like they really seem like a family.
Yeah. Like, the dinner party scene.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I really
like
that scene
a lot, because, well, I like that it's that, but then also, like, it's really showing off each character and how they are and how it's going to be for the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
But then also, like, I like doing those, like, those more, like, emotional scenes for each of the characters. Like, there was that scene with Storm. I'm not going to say anything else besides that. There's a scene with Storm that I really enjoyed doing where it's her and Jean.
Yeah, this one scene with Batman that's kind of emotional.
I like this the scene that I haven't completed yet. I know we were talking about that earlier, about what Beast should say, because I know you wanted him to say the iconic line.
Yeah.
I'm trying to spoil anything.
So I mean, like, you guys all know the cat line.
Yeah, you're probably gonna know, but I'm not gonna spoil anything else. Okay. So I'm not gonna say what the iconic line is. But you wanted him to say the iconic line, and I'm like, no, it's an emotional scene. Like, I don't know if he'd be able to actually say the entirety of that line, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, it's raw, basically, you know?
Yeah. There's one scene in Batman, which is, like, which kind of emotional for Batman. And then, like, throughout the rest of the movie, like, or throughout, like, a little bit more of the movie, like, he's, like, really, like, all, like, angry for a little bit of it. Like, a little bit, like, less logical.
Mm-hmm.
After that scene happens, I'll talk about it like when, like, at, like, all right, so I'm thinking after, like, record it and publish it, like, maybe like, a few days afterwards, we do kind of like scene by scene, a little like breakdown, a little like review, or kind of just, like, talk about a few things. Like, kind of like a director will, like, when you get it on disc, then there'll be like a mode,
like, where, the guess, director's cut,
yeah, the director's cut, where like they talk about it.
We could do that, that could be fun,
yeah.
We're like, we play it back, and we're like, here's something that we did.
Yeah. And, like, this is the scene where Batman's so, like, angry.
Yeah.
Like, this scene, it was inspired by this.
Yeah. Most of mine would just be, I like writing emotional scenes.
Yeah.
And it's like, scenes are really short because I need you to get introduced to these characters.
Yeah, mine, like, you all know who Batman is. You don't even get introduced.
I mean, like, you basically speedrun his origin story.
Yeah.
Well, I'm over here being like, this is who Storm is for, like, an entire scene.
That's your one thing with Wolverine. That, like, kind of, like, the accurate.
Like, this is who, Kitty is. I tried to speedrun a bunch of, like, origins during the dinner party scene.
Yeah.
It didn't really work, but, like, I don't really want to, like, do too much more of their origins. Because that could just take up, like, the entire thing. So, it's, like, basically, like, this is this character, this is their power, you know? That's basically what part of the dinner scene is.
Yeah, and then there's also, like, part of the, what's it called? Oh, there's, like, part of, like, the other scene, like, before the, like, there's, like, one scene where, like, I don't want to talk about this. One scene that I wrote, like, kind of before, like, this one, so there's one scene before the scene that, the scene of the dinner party that I wrote, and I actually kind of like the scene.
That's, like, wait, I thought you were going to say the scene, like, before the dinner scene.
No, see, I like this scene too, but I was like, but like the same reason.
That's not like a major thing for the, like, that's, because it's like part of the whole thing for like half of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, there's, we keep bringing that scene up. I don't actually know what that scene is off the top of my head. I'll look at it.
Yeah, I can't really do it right now because I'm like over here approving all your edits for Batman.
Are you actually?
Yes, I am.
So, the dinner party scene is...
The scene before the dinner party. Like, two scenes before.
Okay, I think this is the dinner party scene, if I am correct. Am I correct?
I don't know. I'm not
yes, in that script. Yes, this is the dinner party scene. Okay, so you're talking about...
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Which is this one. It's a short scene, Gregory.
It's kind of short scene, but I do kind of like it. Can I talk about it?
Let's not.
Actually, no, I think that it is... Never mind. I think it's the beginning part of the, like, of the scene before the dinner party.
Oh. Where it's... There seems like a lot of small talk.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, that's your opinion.
I like seeing them just like interact like normal people.
Well, I mean, they're not really interacting there.
Whatever. Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry, but like they're not really interacting there.
Andrew, so, I tried to proof 50
edits. I think a good one is one to show really the interactions is the dinner party scene. The one after the dinner party scene. That's a really good one for interactions. And then also, it's not really a good scene because I had one in mind, but I can't think of it right now.
I tried to proof
50 edits. The one with Roro.
All right, anyway, let's go to the next question. Because we've been on this question for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, we just got carried away.
We did. I approved 50 edits.
Really?
Yeah, 50.
You left that many of my edits? That much?
I left them all. You did exactly 50.
Did I do 50?
You did exactly 50, like on the dot, 50.
Did I do 50?
Oh, yeah.
Gregory, I don't think I did 50.
You did do 50.
Because I think you missed one.
What?
I think you missed one.
I didn't. Alright, anyways. Give me a question.
Did Gregory, you didn't approve it. Are you going to approve it?
I approved it.
No, you didn't. It's a stupid one. I don't actually approve it. But actually, I'm here. There is an actual edit that I'm going to make.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's my question.
No, not right there. Right there.
Ask me a question.
Who... like, what is really your, like, plot structure for it?
What do you mean?
Like, are there, like, an A and a B plot that intersects?
Okay, so there's, like, the main plot, which, of course, like, the new villain Gotham called himself the Riddler, like, killing a whole bunch of people, or trying to. yeah, and then, like, so, like, a kind of, like a minor second plot, which is kind of like Penguin and Black Mask are odds, and that one's kind of minor. Like, it just gets like brought up a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but mostly just. Oh, I see you're in the script, but that's mostly just Batman is trying to get the Riddler for most of it.
Okay.
And like And there's a lot of cool like things that happen throughout him trying to get Riddler. And there's a few other scenes where like he's just stopping other crimes because of course he has to stop like other little criminals too, but it's mostly just Riddler stuff.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for.
What?
What I'm waiting for is my question, Gregory.
What question?
You're supposed to give me a question, no?
They're supposed to ask me questions.
I just asked you a question. I thought it was going back and forth.
Oh, no, I just thought I was like, you're going to ask me a whole bunch of questions, and after you ask me a whole bunch of questions, I'll ask you a whole bunch of questions.
Oh, no, I thought we were going one at a time.
Oh. Are we?
Yes, we're going one at a time, Gregory.
Okay, What's yours? What's your like plot structure?
For mine?
Yeah.
Well, so there's definitely like there's definitely an A plot with obviously the heroes, and then there's definitely a B plot where it's the villains.
Yeah.
And like what they're doing, because they have to go through something kind of similar, but like at the beginning, whereas the heroes are gonna go through something that's very similar, but at the end, towards the end of the thing. And then the plots are going to intersect at, like, kind of the middle, I'd say, where they, like, they'll intersect a bit before and after, but that's, like, where your first major intersection is. And then they're going to go back into, like, their two A and B plots, and then they're going to intersect at the very end.
Yeah. I'm listening, sorry, just something. Okay. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, sorry, I just doing something quickly. Someone just like messaged me something.
Gregory, you're supposed to be paying attention to me.
I am paying
attention. I'm the important person in the world.
Andrew, I was paying attention, but my other friend was like messaging me.
Who is your other friend? Because you have no other friends.
Grace.
Who's that?
She betrayed me.
Why did you send me the file? A picture of the file, Gregory.
Well, because you said that there are edits, and then I showed you there's not. Look.
There isn't. I just suggested one.
Okay, I fixed it anyways.
You know what we actually need to be doing right now, Gregory?
What?
Reviewing the new She-Hulk trailer.
No, all right, we'll do that tomorrow.
I don't know if I could record at our normal time tomorrow.
Then Monday.
You got me there.
Okay.
But give me a second.
Sooner,
right?
What?
After Monday,
we're right
recording
now.
Earlier.
I mean, not right now. I'm in the middle of something. No. Okay. Hello?
Hi.
Sorry, I'm my brother.
I need you, Gregory.
What? I'm trying to get something on. I'm gonna say,
Gregory.
My brother said, "Like, I hear something."
Gregory.
What?
We are going to start recording sooner or earlier after Monday, right?
If I, probably.
Yes. The answer is yes. Because you will have no excuse.
I'm a very busy person, Andrew. I have lots of friends that I'm constantly like going places with.
You're not gonna have someone to take you to places.
Why do you not think that?
What?
Why do you think that?
Because I'm pretty sure your mom works.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't?
No, alright, so what happened? My mom has on like disability leave. Like she got a job, but she's on like disability leave. I'll spend you later on the podcast.
No, Gregory, I'm like very interested. And I think all of our viewers want to know.
No, I want you to know so I first of all.
Okay, fine. Gregory, I don't really know how many other questions I can ask you.
Ask me more questions.
Who's one character you wish you could put in the movie but didn't work story wise?
Give me a second to think about that, actually.
Because I'm sure, like, there's one character that, like, you really wished you could put in. Because I know that there's, like, characters for me that I wish I could put in, but just didn't work story-wise.
Right, there are a few characters that I was originally going to put in, and then, like, have a kind of major role, but then I didn't. But so I gave them a really small role. I'll say the names after it comes out. I think Victor Freeze. I want to put him in, like, not as Mr. Freeze, but as, like, Victor Freeze. I want to put him in, and then I just, like, realized that there wasn't really a point for him.
Yeah, like, he didn't fit in the story.
Yeah.
I understand, yeah, and I know that you wanted to do stuff with him, and that we are eventually going to do stuff with him.
Yeah. Oh, did we just, tell him that we're having a sequel?
What?
Did we tell him that we're having a sequel?
Gregory, we're having a sequel?
You just said that we're going to do stuff with them. What else are we doing that's not Batman related?
They know that we're doing comics.
What?
They know that we're doing comics.
We're not going to do that many.
I mean, I could write more.
And I can't draw that much. Okay.
You haven't even started. Let's be real.
Sorry, I just started laughing because I caused me to cough.
Okay. This is very chaotic right now.
Yeah. I wanted Victor Freeze. I did want to put Victor Freeze in. But yeah, he will be in the sequel.
I'm just going to assume that your question is going to be the same to me.
Yeah, it is. It is.
The character that I really wish I could add is, like, basically, it's not one character. I wish I could just add, like, the entire Braddock family.
Okay. Yeah, that's... we know how much you're obsessed with them.
I'm not obsessed. I just really like their characters.
You're obsessed.
And then there's obviously other characters that I'd love to put in, like, Wiccan. But it's like, he's got no ties to the X-Men.
Yeah. Well, I don't talk about people that like were like...
He's got a tie to the X-Men. He's got one tie to the X-Men. But it's like,
yeah,
he's also like not born yet. Canonically. <Yeah. laughs>
Or is Wanda even born?
Yes, she is.
Does she have to do with like Magneto and stuff at this point?
I don't think she knows yet.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm saying.
That's just like my personal headcanon though, currently.
Yeah, I assume that they don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ask me another question.
What's a good question to ask the Almighty Gregory?
I don't know.
Who's one character you wish you had, which had a bigger role, but ended up having to have a smaller role?
That's kind of what I was talking about, like, last question. I was talking about a few people. Let me pull up the cast list, because I have all the people in there.
No, but I mean, like, you said that you wanted Victor Freeze in the movie. We didn't actually end up putting him in the movie at all.
Yeah, but there are a few other I also said that there are a few other people that, like, had, like, a smaller role. Or that, like, I originally intended to have, like, a bigger role, but then I realized it fit, so I gave him, like, a smaller role.
Yeah, so, like, tell me one of those.
Yeah, just pull up the cast. Let's give it a second. Selina Kyle, Catwoman.
Doesn't have a big role?
She does not have a big role, though, because I really know, like, where to put her. And, like, yeah.
She's Batman's lover.
Well, she's gonna have a big role in the second one, but like right now, I want to focus on like other things, so I didn't end up on her in it as much as I originally intended.
She's the cat, the bat and the cat, the iconic duo.
She'll have a big role in the next one.
That's like in Batman's mythos, the second most well-known character beyond Batman is Catwoman.
I know. No, Joker is.
No. Catwoman.
Joker, then Robin, then Catwoman.
No. It's Catwoman, Catwoman, Catwoman.
I know. All right. Also, there's two other people.
Can I tell you a little something about Batman that I just personally think and
what?
I think a lot of people would get mad at me for?
You don't like him that much?
I think Batman is the worst character in the Batman mythos. I prefer all of his supports more than him.
Not all of the supports. I do prefer some, but I do prefer, like, one.
I prefer his supports more. I prefer the Robins. I prefer the Batgirls.
I prefer the Tim Drake.
I prefer his rogues to him because they all, like, change and evolve. Batman is so one note.
Not all of them. I like Joker.
What?
I don't like Joker.
I prefer Joker to Batman.
No, I don't. Joker does not change or evolve.
You agree with me, but that's just what I'm saying.
Joker doesn't change or evolve.
Yes, he has. He has definitely changed and evolved.
Anyways, I'm the feeler character that I have.
A killer? To be
a burglar?
Joker to being a psychopath.
That
is change and evolution.
Alright, anyways. That's the other character they have, actually. Harley and Quinzel, actually.
What?
Harley and Quinzel.
What about her?
I still answer the question. I was intending her to have a little bit of a bigger role. Not much of a bigger, but like a little bit bigger role. And then, let's see, and then Ra's al Ghul.
Yes. Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah. I was intending him to have, like, a much bigger role. Like, there's a point where I even considered putting him on, like, the posters. But then I'm happy I did.
On the posters?
Yes, I was considering, because he's going to have a much bigger role than he had.
I feel like we should keep Ra's for, like, another big plan. Like, maybe... Maybe he'll be, like, the Green Arrow villain.
Not Green Arrow. Also, John Grayson. He's going to have a slightly bigger role than what he has.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really, Gregory?
Yeah, really.
So why are you putting a bunch of people with little roles on the poster? Or on the cast list?
I thought... What? Because I didn't cast them.
Eh. For me, if they're like... Well, because... Okay, so a lot of my little characters are unnamed.
Next few characters I gotta add to this.
You have to add characters?
Like a character or two I gotta add to this.
I need to be deleting characters off of it.
Wait, but there is actually one character which actually intended on a much smaller role but had a much bigger role. You know who?
Who?
Basil Carlo.
Baz?
Yeah, Baz.
Tell me the juice. What happened?
Right, so originally he just got like a little cameo, but I decided, hey, I could probably use that a little bit more than I want to.
And that was it?
Yeah. And then like, I found an opening for him, and then I added him to the opening. And yeah. And then added him again, another part.
Okay, can you just make sure like he's not a bad character? Because I'm very attached to the mud pack.
How about you read the script and you can decide if he's a bad character?
If he's not good, I'll just delete him entirely and we'll do a different clay face.
Okay.
I'll change the clay face.
You'll change Clayface?
I'll change, like, which Clayface it is.
Okay.
Because, I mean, let's face it, Basil Carlo, it doesn't really, like, fit. Like, that, him specifically as Clayface doesn't really fit.
Yeah.
Because his Clayface is known for being the one Clayface that isn't a monster. He's a man.
Well, eventually he was a monster.
Yeah, but that was, like, after some stupid science experiment that he did on himself.
I know, but, like, eventually he did become a monster, and, like...
But that was like, only the most after, like, five other clay faces were invented.
He's, like, the most commonly known clay face, though.
Okay. So, maybe that's true, but I don't think he's most commonly known for being the monstrous clay face.
Well, I can't even name the names of the other clay faces. I just know there are others.
I know that there's Lady Clay.
I know there's a lady one.
And then her and another Clayface have a child, and that's another Clayface.
Yeah, I can't even name the other one. What?
There's a Clayface and a Catwoman book. They just pop up everywhere.
Yeah, I can't actually name any of the other Clayfaces, so I went with Basil Carlo.
Really? That's why? He doesn't even, like, fit the best.
I mean, like, also, like, the, like, reason why, like, the way Adam in kind of, like, had to do with, like, kind of had, like, that's really, I think that's something that would really work. Because of his origin.
What do you mean?
Like, the whole, like, actor origin.
I think
that's, like, why, that's, like, yeah.
Preston Payne would have worked better.
It's a good actor. You know, I'm just going to keep Basil Carlo.
What?
I'm going to keep Basil Carlo.
Fine, but we're going to eventually use the others.
Okay. We can't use one.
Hmm?
Use.
What?
There's one that we can't use.
Which one?
Give me a second. I forgot which one it was. I just gotta hold up. I didn't write into this. Wait. I'm not sure I actually wrote it into the script. But I told you about this. Yeah, I didn't actually write into the script and I just told you about it.
Who is it?
I forgot.
Matt Hagen?
Who's the second one?
Preston Payne?
Yeah, who's the second one?
Sandra Fuller?
Who's the second one?
Cassius Payne?
Give me a second.
The second Matt one, Hagen. The one that Matt I definitely Hagen. Want to use because he is actually probably most known for being the monstrous one is Matt Hagen.
Matt Hagen could not be used.
Nope, he's being used.
We'll talk about it later.
No, we're not gonna.
Well, I want to try to spoil anything, so I don't want to talk about this on recording.
Well, we'll throw him out of there.
We'll talk about this.
We're talking about it? Cool.
We'll talk about this later.
No, Gregory, you're just gonna delete the reference to him, and that's it.
We will talk about this later.
I mean, you can try to talk about it later, but I'm just telling you right now, that's what we're going to do.
Ask me a question.
No, you ask me a question.
Oh, yeah. What question do you ask me? All right, no. All right, what is the whole team lineup in this movie?
What?
Name the whole team lineup of this movie that you can say.
Okay. I need to actually look at the cast list for this. I don't remember who I do and don't want to say. Because there are quite a lot of people. So, Professor X, do you just want the heroes or both the heroes and the villains?
What do you want to do, just the heroes? Just the heroes.
Okay, yeah, so we got Professor X, Wolverine, Cyclops, Marvel Girl, Storm, Shadowcat, Beast. Yeah. I don't know if I want to say her name. We already said her name. Rogue, Colossus, Nightcrawler, Iceman, Angel. I can't say his name.
His name? Wait, I'm on the wrong one.
Psylocke.
Thought you said you don't want their name that day.
What? I don't want to say. It's whatever. It's out there now.
Yeah, Psylocke's in it.
Yeah, Psylocke is in it. And I'm really excited to write her, even though it's going to be very little.
Yeah, there's one character I'm really excited for like if we do sequels.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's a possibility, like, one character possibly shows up in sequels.
Well, I mean, he's just going to be, like, a tiny bit. He's not going to be a very major character.
Yeah, but, like, if he's in... Yeah, I'm just excited for it. I know. But, like...
I mean, like...
Like, if he were in...
Psylocke's going to be more of a major character.
What? What did you say?
Psylocke's going to be more of a major character.
I know, but, like, if we write the character... If you guys know me, they know who I'm excited for. But, like, if you write... If we do a sequel, and if you decide... If we decide to put him in a sequel, then I would be really excited to see him.
You know, it's good to want things.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, he won't be a major character.
Yeah, if we put him in. I'm so excited to write him.
Well, I mean, it's not...
Possibly.
If, it's when.
Oh, so we are going to write him in a sequel. We are doing a sequel?
Yes, of course, there's going to be a sequel.
Well, Andrew, well, I was trying to keep it anonymous.
There's going to be New Mutants, which is going to be
keep it.
A spinoff.
Andrew, I was trying to keep it anonymous.
No, I'm not going to keep it anonymous.
Not anonymous. I don't think that's the right word. Like, secret.
I mean, like, did we not already mention that this is going to go directly into the sequel?
I think so.
Well, now we mentioned it.
Yeah. But there's one character that I'm looking at. There's one character. Wait a second. This one character on here we can't talk about.
Who are you talking about?
I can't tell you who we're talking about. Go to the cast list.
God. Talking about God?
What?
You talking about God?
No, I'm talking about cancer. Sure. And you know, look at the cast list.
Why are you so needy tonight?
Why are you so needy? You are the most needy person I've ever talked to.
Oh! You talking about...
I can't say him.
Ratatouille?
Yeah, sure. I'm talking about Rat.
Ratatouille.
Yeah, Ratatouille.
I think I just gave away that character if anybody knows the name of the character in Ratatouille. I watched Ratatouille.
Well, actually, no. In the mascot, that was the first time I ever watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why would you do that? Why would you spoil Ratatouille?
I didn't spoil Ratatouille.
All you need to do is do a little bit of research, and now they have Ratatouille's name.
They have Ratatouille's name?
Yes.
Can we just, like, from now on, refer to him as Ratatouille?
Yes.
Oh, that would be an awesome nickname for Logan to give him.
Yeah. Andrew, are we just going to say who it is now?
No. He's okay. A secret.
Also, look at the two people I have the cast from. Which one?
I don't know who they are.
Google that.
Let me do research. I'm doing it right now, by the way.
I know. We don't talk about Ratatouille. No. We don't talk about Ratatouille. But it was an episode. We were talking about X-Men cast, and he came up in conversation.
You're not funny.
I can't sing. I can't, like, come up with things on the spot. Like, at all.
What kind of name is that?
What, the second one?
Yes.
I know. Ratatouille should be on the poster for the second one, though.
Well, is this even, like...
And I don't mean the character. Andrew,
is this even a competition?
Andrew, in case we were like, there's some sort of confusion, I don't mean the character, like, who we're talking about as Ratatouille. I mean, like, the actual rat from the movie Ratatouille.
Yeah,
I'm not even talking about, like, the character who we're calling Ratatouille. I mean, like, the actual, like, rat from Ratatouille. Should be on the poster.
Yes, he should be on the poster. Wait, how is this even any competition?
Which one? One or two?
Two.
Okay.
He's perfect.
Yeah. You guys have no clue. I think it's the funniest thing when, like, we're talking about something and they have no clue what we're seeing.
Oh, yeah, they have no clue, actually, what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Except for rats.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a question.
Did I just give you a question?
No, I gave you the last question.
I gave you a question about the team.
And I gave you a question about character arcs.
No, you didn't. That was before.
Oh. What was your favorite character arc to write? or to begin writing?
I don't know. Not much the character, like, needs to, like, change.
What?
Like, not much the character needs, like, change. Riddler is, like, mental, as Gregory, always. Gregory,
if you don't set up the characters to change and evolve, the story won't be interesting.
Batman doesn't evolve. Now, of course, when we get some more, like, some other character, right?
Yes, the Riddler. He'll need to learn a lesson. He'll need to try to find something to fulfill him.
Control rage.
Why people write movies, Gregory? I might need to be taking it from you because otherwise, this won't work.
Batman learns to control his rage better.
Gregory, but that's not a character arc.
You said
you know you know who's a prime example of this? Prime example of this is Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Drax is really funny.
What?
I like Drax.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about his character motivation and his character arc. Now, in the first movie, at the beginning, he started off lonely. He lost his wife and his kids, and he had no family.
Yeah.
But then, over the first movie, we see him gain a new family, the Guardians, and grow attached to them. And then over the second movie, we see him find someone new again. We see him find Mantis.
Well,
and there's a spark there. And now his arc is near completion. You know, he's found his family. He's willing to fight for his family. You know? And well, he's avenged his fallen family.
Well, I can kind of do that where I have Robin and stuff.
No, you can't. You can't wait a movie to actually give a character arc. You have to start now.
Batman learns to like, deal with the trauma of his parents better. And he starts, like, working more with the GCPD openly. And
he's gay.
Controls rage. Can you say something, Andrew? I can hear you.
Hey.
He's gay?
Yeah, you said he was open.
No, he's openly, like, worked with the GCP now. And become more like a hero. No, he's, like, more of a hero. He's also, like, a vigilante, but, like, he's also, like, a hero now. And he's, like, worked with the GCP. He's still the criminal.
A character arc.
Well, I can see the character more. You know, Andrew... Shut up.
No, I'm not going to shut up, Gregory. Now, if you would ask me the same question, I would have actually given you something. I would have given you an answer.
Okay, well, yeah. Andrew, you said Batman doesn't change.
Exactly. That's why I was excited for you to write Batman.
Yeah.
To have him grow and change. But now I realized my mistake.
No, Andrew, can you make Batman grow and change?
What?
Can you make Batman grow and change?
I can, yeah.
I don't think you can.
You know how I'd do it?
How?
I'd make the Joker kill himself and Batman not be able to save him.
I can't do that really, Andrew.
No, I know. But like that would be like definitely a character arc that I would explore. You know? Andrew. I would do that, and then I'd have him and his Bat family like deal with the repercussions. You know, I'd explore Bruce's mental side because you'd have to imagine that being Batman and not being able to save somebody would take a huge mental toll on him.
All right, Andrew, do you're like two or three. Pick out year two or three Batman story.
Okay.
And how do you make his character grow and change?
I would start probably. Well, I'd skip over doing the whole parent stuff.
Okay.
That's for sure. I'd probably make him...
Gay?
Probably start his... Because... His character arc would probably be about finding something new, you know?
Yeah.
Because at this point, he's lost his family, and he's accepted that he's lost his family. So now, I'd say that the next progression of his character would be to find someone to fill those gaps. Find somebody that he can be okay with, you know? Like somebody.
And which he will do in the second one.
Somebody that he can be open with. Someone like Catwoman. Someone like Robin.
Well, I'm going to do Robin stuff in the second one.
How he grows and changes, because now that he's accepted the death of his family, he's moving on.
Andrew.
He's finding someone to fill that gap.
Andrew, I had him accept the death of his family and deal with that in this one. And then the next one, I'm going to have him do stuff with Robin and grow with Robin and what you said.
It sounds like you just took what I said and was like, yep, I'll do that. I'll take
no,
that
Andrew,
as
seriously.
My character.
No, Andrew, that's seriously what I thought. Okay. I do stuff like that a lot. I do see your ideas a lot. But this time, I actually did come up with the idea.
Did you openly admit to stealing my ideas a lot?
I did. I did, Andrew.
Well, you did steal my ideas for birds the other day, so.
I actually. With the.
What? What?
I said I did.
Yeah. Yeah, with the tessellations.
Yeah. Hey, what looks so pending?
That was last episode, Gregory.
I still think it's hilarious.
We don't need to repeat it. It'll get okay. Redundant.
Anyways, yeah, but Andrew, I do see your ideas a lot. And I accept that. I see your ideas a lot. See, that's character development for me. And I see your ideas a lot. And I lied about it a lot of times. But this time, I actually did come up with the idea.
That's a load up. Bull.
Andrew, I was just talking about how like he got over his parents' death and he learned to deal with that. And then you said like he learned to accept his parents' death. Andrew. Hello? Hello?
Huh?
Hi?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
Nothing.
Did you fall asleep?
No.
Okay, what? Andrew, I did say, like, before you said what you would do,
okay,
I
shut
did...
Shut up, Gregory. No, ask me questions.
Okay,
questions.
What? Give me a second thing of a question.
Would you like me to keep going, Gregory?
Yes, give it to him. I'm just like, describe how you would ensure that production is on schedule. What steps would you take?
Right.
What is your approach to delegation?
Did you just look things up?
No, I never do that, Andrew. What, in your opinion, is the most important quality of a film director? An actress being unprofessional, how do you manage the situation?
It's not actual things, so I guess I don't have to really deal with that.
Describe a time when you made a mistake in your duties. How did you rectify it?
I don't make mistakes.
What, in your opinion, is the most important quality of a film director?
I'm not directing.
Who's directing?
No one.
Okay.
Well, you mean, I guess it is me, actually.
Okay, then what, in your opinion, is the most...
Well, I guess it's kind of both of us.
Yeah. Describe how you would ensure that production is on schedule. What steps would you take?
What steps would I take? I'd make sure that I'm writing a good portion.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it? That's it? What is your approach to delegation?
To what?
Andrew. Delegation.
Delegation?
Yeah.
Please specify.
Give me a second. The definition of delegate is a person sent or authorized to represent others, in particular an elected representative sent to conference or entrust to another person, specifically one who is less senior than oneself. A delegation means a body of delegates or representatives, a deputation, or can mean the act or process of delegating or being delegated. You understood that, right?
Nope.
Okay. Well, all right. My serious question is, whose powers are you most excited to, like, or to, like, use?
Whose powers am I most excited to use?
Yes, like you throughout like a movie. Like you're excited
Storm.
Storm?
Storm, with Jean probably being second.
Yeah, they have some pretty cool powers. Remember the Fantabulous Five dream you had? Where I had Jean Grey's powers?
With Jean Grey's powers, yes, I know.
That one dream, the Fantabulous Five.
It's not the Fantabulous Five. What's it called? I'm renaming it to, Fantastical Five.
Fantastical Five.
Yes, we're fantastical, not fantabulous.
We're the Fantastical Five.
What?
Andrew.
What did you say?
I said we're the Fantastical Five.
Yeah, we're the Fantastical Five.
Testicle
I don't
five.
Know if that really has a nice ring to it, though.
And your Fantastical Five.
Fabulous?
Fabulous Five?
No.
Sounds like we're a group of, like, gay people.
What?
It sounds like we're a group of gay people.
That might be more Flamboyant Five.
I mean, all those. It's not any offense. It's just as a comment.
Here, I'm looking up adjectives.
Such as that?
Yes.
We can be the Flamboyant Five.
Now, faithful Five. We're the Faithful Five.
I'd say at least like 4 out of the 5 people are on the LGBTQ spectrum.
What?
I'd say at least 4 out of the 5 people there are on the LGBTQ
spectrum. Fabled, fabulous. We'll be the facial five.
I think flamboyant
we'll be
could work.
Falsified five.
Andrew, I think the flamboyant five could work. Cause I think at least like
far flung. Least, we're the far flung. No, why? Why not fascinating?
Andrew, listen to me for a second.
Fascinating five. Fatal. We're the fatal.
Andrew,
five.
Andrew, that actually sounds pretty badass. But Andrew.
Yes.
I think we could be the like Flamboyant Five because I think at
Fearless
least,
Five.
I think at least 3 out of the 5 people on that list are on the spectrum of LGBTQ+.
Fictitious? Andrew? Fictitious five?
Because Lucas and Slaw kiss all the time.
Fierce, fierce five.
Andrew?
Yes?
We're Lucas the fireproof. Okay, so Lucas and Slaw, they're always kissing. That makes two of them. I'm on the team. That makes the third.
Flashy five?
Yeah, dude, let's be the flashy five. No, the fierce five and the fearful five actually sound pretty cool.
I don't think it was fearful.
Fearsome?
What was it? It was...
Flamboyant?
No, it was fatal. Fatal five.
That actually sounded pretty cool, though.
The fatal five.
All right, ask me a question.
What about the fluffy, the forgivable five? Sorry. The forgivable.
Okay, ask me a question.
No, you're asking me questions because I said I was done.
I just asked you a question.
I know.
Ask me one more question. That'll be last. Ask me one more, and that'll be the last one you have to ask me for tonight.
No, you don't make the rules. I do.
Just one last question.
You don't make the rules.
Andrew, I asked you like five questions, or six questions, actually.
Fast moving five.
I asked you seven questions.
Feminine.
Feminine five.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Who's cool. the most feminine on the team?
Because none of us are feminine.
Are what?
None of us are feminine.
No, Andrew.
Frail. No, we're the frail ones.
Andrew, I feel like most of us besides the Xala are more feminine than masculine.
What?
I feel like most of us on there seem more feminine than masculine besides Xala.
Finite?
Sure.
I'm really tired, Gregory.
Right, ask me another question. I'll ask you one more question. And then we'll be done.
You glitched out on my side?
Okay, ask me one more question. I'll ask you one more question. And then we'll be done.
You said, like, one more question, like, three times or something?
No, seriously. Last one. I pinky promise.
Okay,
what is Batman's
mental
state going into the movie?
Going into the movie?
Yes.
All right, so he is still, so he's very brutal, because he is still, like, not at all, he's still, like, basically, like, every punch he throws are in memory of his parents. Very brutal.
Sweet.
What?
How sweet.
No, but, he's very much not over his parents. He's full of rage, and he tries not to, death of them, but, every punch he throws, he's real brutal with it, and we're in memory of his parents. He's thinking about his parents every time he throws a punch. sorry, I'm dying. should I talk about what he's like at the end too?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, well, at the end, he's kind of just like,
he's overcome. Why did you start talking about the end?
You told me I should.
No, I didn't.
I asked you if I should talk about the end too, and you said, yeah.
No, I don't think I did.
Okay, should I talk about the end?
No. Ask me my question.
You sound like a toddler.
And make it a yes or no one.
Will we get any reference to Ratatouille?
No.
Will Ratatouille appear?
No, that's two, Gregory. Now I'm going to end this episode.
And right, those don't count. Those are jokes.
Right here. Right now. Right when it reaches 60 minutes. That's when I'm stopping it.
Okay, but those were jokes. So, seriously, can I say who Ratatouille is?
So,
Can I say who
Goodbye.
Ratatouille is? We have 10 seconds left.
Watch more episodes.
Can I say who Ratatouille is?
We have a bunch on the way.
Can I say who Ratatouille is? Please, please, please. Let me say who Ratatouille is.